we are really lucky. There is a lot of great music happening this weekend in the Miami Valley. We're going to be telling you about a lot of shows tonight. We just heard about Sam and Eleven's CD release party at Blind Bob's on Saturday night. Next up, we're going to tell you about a show that's happening on Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. It's by a group called Pink's Acoustic Pulse. They are a Pink Floyd tribute band made up of a string section, all strings and keyboards and things like that. I spoke with John, one of the members, earlier this week, and here's what he had to say about the show.
The thing that makes our particular group different is that, it's more of the same energy level and interest and things, but a different timbre as far as the acoustic guitars and the acoustic bass, violin, viola, cello, and that sort of thing. It's also got everybody in the band sing, so it's a very rich, layered vocal presentation as well.
And how do you go about translating Pink Floyd into, an acoustic, more string-based sound? Is it a lengthy process to taking those songs and adapting them to fit your lineup?
Well, first of all, we kind of create a set list that has this kind of thematic and kind of has peaks and valleys in the set itself. So we try to have all the songs that we're playing for a particular evening kind of have a cohesive thread running through them, so they're kind of connected. But when we sit down and work out the arrangements for songs, where we look at, what's the most important part of the song that's trying to be conveyed? Is the lyrical message the thing that we're trying to put at the forefront? And if so, we don't want to crowd the vocal too much. A song like Goodbye Blue Sky has a very beautiful melody to it, and we really want to kind of come up underneath and support the vocal. There are some songs that are more dramatic in the instrumentation of the way it's presented. It's kind of a bigger, more epic sound. So a song like Comfortably Numb, we might start off with a very plaintive piano and strings, and then it kind of builds to a crescendo. So we're always looking at what are we trying to put across. Are we trying to put across the emotional impact of the music? Or are we trying to support the lyric? And if so, if the lyric is the more predominant thing, we're just trying to kind of come up underneath that. So we might switch where something might have been like a distorted guitar, we might switch that to a 12-string guitar or a classical guitar, or maybe it's a piano taking the place of what was a Hammond organ or whatever. We're always looking at different ways to have different subtle textures, but the whole thing is, the idea is to have kind of a cohesive feeling or a mood from the time that people sit down to watch the show. We kind of have some atmospheric music, and then as the evening unfolds, hopefully we've taken the listener on a journey.
Pink Floyd does have a really, really vast catalog, and they do have a lot of things ranging in, musical complexity to lyrical complexity. But what made you choose Pink Floyd as the artist? If you're going to choose an artist to devote a lot of time to pay tribute to, why did you choose Pink Floyd?
Well, Pink Floyid is the reason why I play music. This is back in the days of vinyl and headphones, pre-MTV, pre-cable TV and Xbox and all that kind of stuff. I was one of the kids that just had, a modest stereo system and a turntable, and I got Dark Side of the Moon, and I had metal. But by the time The Wall came on the scene, I was a disenfranchised, latchkey kid. My parents were divorced, so I would spend my time after school, my sophomore year, listening to The Wall, and got totally immersed in that whole narrative. It seemed to me like there was, that if I listened to these albums, maybe not in a way I could articulate, but it had a very heavy feeling to me, it was very profound. It wasn't like listening to Aerosmith, although Aerosmith's great, Led Zeppelin's great, or The Who, all these bands are fantastic. For me, Pink Floyd was really touching a nerve. It was a very, very emotional musical experience. So this is really, if you took Pink Floyd out of the equation so far as my musical aptitude, there probably wouldn't be a lot left, because that's really my biggest influence. I got my first guitar after seeing David Gilmour in concert. Now, granted, I've been a music fan since I was 7 or 8, but it wasn't until I was 21 that I got my first guitar, which is very late in life for somebody that makes a career out of playing music.
As far as bringing that live sound of Pink Floyd to an audience, you know, many audiences that saw Pink Floyd in concert saw them in these huge venues. How do you sort of take that vibe, if you will, and bring it to someplace really intimate like Canal Street Tavern?
Well, the way that we try to put this across is we try to have some interesting lighting and that sort of thing, but we try to create as nice a look to the stage as we can, given the fact that you can only do so much in a limited amount of time. But we do have music that we've kind of pre-select, prelude music, if you will, as people are coming in, that kind of, you know, maybe sets the tone a little bit and kind of gets people into a more receptive mood. I mean, if they were to come into the Canal Street Tavern expecting to hear a Pink Floyd-type show, and there's Iron Maiden playing, or there's Ben Fold 5, or there's, it kind of like, you know, even though nothing wrong with those two groups, it kind of puts you in a different headspace. So what we try to do is create some music, and there's even been pieces that we've commissioned ourselves to play that kind of give people a flavor or an aroma, just to kind of get them in the mood. And then when we come out, we try to have an opening statement. Pick a song that's going to have a way of saying, okay, this is where we are. And I think the thing for our group that makes it kind of special is you'll notice there's 7 musicians on stage, and each person is getting a moment to shine. There's a vocalist singing this particular song with the support of a couple of female vocalists, and then you have a piano thing that leads into maybe this bass passage. So it's a very layered, very textured thing, and I think we, because all of us are professional seasoned musicians, we really know how to get inside a song and deliver, and we're very receptive to one another. We're trying not to, we're very much listening to one another and making sure we have the right groove and pacing and that sort of thing. So it really is a rich experience.
Yeah, so it sounds like the show itself, you know, it's not just the individual songs, but it's the whole show itself is designed as an experience, like the evening of going to see, you know, going to see you guys perform is a whole experience all tied up into one that starts when you walk in the door to the venue, not just, you know, when the band comes out on stage and starts playing.
Right. For the one parallel that I could make is that what we're trying to do, especially in this particular thing, we're not trying to compete with the Pink Floyd big concert venue with the, you know, the floating pig and the lasers and the bed that's crashing into the stage or any of that kind of stuff. What we're trying to do is really get people into trying to touch and move emotions.
And you can check out Pink's Acoustic Pulse Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. We'll give a pair of tickets to the fourth caller at 769-1998. That's 769-1998 for a pair of tickets to see Pink's Acoustic Pulse at Canal Street Tavern on Friday night. Here's one of their tunes.